We're talking today with Scott Bulling with Superior Crop Insurance. Scott, let's talk a little bit about, we're right on top now of that decision date that farmers have got to go in, get committed for crop insurance, so federal crop insurance for their winter wheat crop for the 2016 crop growing season. Several things they've got to make some decisions on right now, right?
That's correct. First thing they've got to look at is what coverage level do they want to have? Do they want to have federal crop insurance or not this year? With the recent farm bill that passed, one of the changes that we're looking at for Oklahoma wheat producers is a product called yield exclusion. It allows the producers, based on their own individual farm, to go in and exclude some of the bad years out of their database. By doing that, they are increasing their yields, their average yields, and so therefore also increasing their coverage. And with the low prices that we've got this year, the multi-peril prices come in at $5.20 a bushel. That's down a dollar from where we were last year. With that lower coverage, we really need to be looking at trying to increase our yields and increase our coverage the best we can.
Now, yield exclusion, that was obviously, as you mentioned, it came out of the 2014 farm law. And it basically sets up that scenario on a county-by-county basis, and then the individual yields start kicking in.
That's right. They've got to first opt in to take it. They have to tell their agent, I want to take it. If their agent has not discussed it with them, they need to give them a call, talk to them, make sure that they understand how yield exclusion is going to work, because every producer is going to have a different choice to make on every farm that he's got. Some farms it's going to be beneficial, some farms it won't, but by and large, looking at a broad picture, I would recommend that producers look at it real careful and probably take it.
When they do that, what sort of decisions have they got in front of them?
They're going to be looking at whether if a county on the county average ended up having a bad year, less than half of a normal crop, that year becomes excludable for that individual farm. Whether the producer had a good year or not then becomes the next question. So they have to look at their database, and if excluding that year out of their database lowers their average, then you say, I opt out of that yield exclusion for that year, and it allows them to hold their average up. If they had bad yields on those bad years for the county, then they can drop those years out of their database and, in essence, raise their average. They exclude that bad average or that bad yield from their overall average and, in essence, raise their coverage.
We talked about this last fall, and RMA was not able to get things turned around in time for the 2015 crop, right?
That's correct. So this is going to be the first time that producers, for Oklahoma wheat producers, to look at this. We looked at it for spring crops. In some cases, it was beneficial. Some, it wasn't. This year, it looks like for wheat, it's going to be something for producers to look at really, really carefully.
You were telling me that also, you know, a lot of the agents that you may be visiting with, the individual producers may be visiting with, have some private add-on type products that would go on top of or in conjunction with federal crop insurance.
That's right. There are several out there today that individual companies have got. They are not backed by USDA, but they do work in concert with their federal crop insurance policy. One that I think looks pretty attractive is one where you can add either 50 cents, a dollar, or a dollar and a half per bushel coverage if you end up having a loss. We use the dollar as the example. It's going to cost about $3 an acre to be able to pick up an extra $15 an acre coverage. To me, with wheat prices as low as it is, it's something that producers could look at. Seems like that's a viable option for those that are using optional units. Probably, to me, not an option for those with enterprise, but again, it's something that they need to be talking with a crop insurance agent to be able to look at what their other additional options are to try to minimize some of the risk that we've got out here.
Tell me about the dates. So obviously, the first date that we're right on top of now is September 30, right?
September 30 is the date to get signed up. You've got to get with your crop insurance person prior to September 30, and go ahead and get everything signed up. Then that allows us some breathing room and some time to look more about the yield exclusion. We can, in essence, opt back out of that through November 14. The other thing that I would recommend producers looking at, if they don't have the supplemental coverage option on their crop insurance policy, they need to carefully look at that. It ties in with their PLC and ARC decisions that they're making at FSA or have made. By the way, they need to go ahead and make sure they get signed up at the FSA office for their final designations on that. But the supplemental coverage option ties in real well with the PLC designation that they did at FSA. It does not fit and does not work with the ARC option that they've got. So, again, that's something that their agent needs to know, because some producers took some farms, put it in ARC, some farms went into PLC. Your agent needs to know which way you went on what farm so that we can put the supplemental coverage on the correct farms.
So SCO goes with the PLC option if you went that way on the Farm Bill Safety Net.
That's correct. PLC and SCO fit together. ARC stands on its own.
At this point, what are you hearing from producers as they talk to you? Obviously, this is a little more complicated than we've had maybe in years gone by.
I think that producers are going to be talking to their crop insurance agent a lot more than they ever have in the past. They've got more decisions to make. Things are getting more complicated. Clearly, with the last farm bill, then crop insurance has been pushed to the forefront for their risk management. Those agents are going to have to know more about what you're doing with your operation to make sure that we can minimize this risk that's out there. So be prepared to spend some time on it. Make sure that everything is correct. We don't get very many chances to make mistakes on crop insurance.